You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts, alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica. I am Greg Sussman. Happy to have you with us here on a Wednesday. What's going on, CP?
Nothing much, Mr. Sussman. Just getting in here, getting ready, getting closer and closer to week 13, the regular season finale of the fantasy football season. So I'm looking forward to it, but it's very, very tense moments coming up this weekend. So we're going to have to figure out, you know, time to get the bag.
Wall Street Matt Modica, I know you're very excited and nervous and anxious for Sunday.
Yeah, all three of those. I just want to hit the fast forward button. You know, last night I just went to the movies. It just had to be, you know, just had to occupy some time, make the hours keep on moving. So, anxious.
Anxious. That's the word. That's the word for Matt Modica. You know, anxious were those Michael Crabtree owners when they found out that he was suspended for the next two games. That appeal, the appeal has been heard, and ultimately Derek Brooks, who heard Michael Crabtree's case, reduced it by one game. He will be suspended this week against the New York Giants, but will return in week 14, first week of the playoffs, to face the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, but right now we're at the point of the season, I guess, and I'm sure many fans the owners are, it's a week-to-week season right now. It's sure. A one-week season right now. So you don't have them this week. That still tees you off. But like I said, like we said earlier, I'm not really faulting Michael Crabtree for this.
Yeah, no. Michael Crabtree, he did what he had to do. But I'm happy he got the one game. But this is a matchup that, you know, you're very sore that you're going to miss this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jenkins in this game, it was just setting up perfect. And the fact that Cooper probably won't play, yeah. I'm going to assume. So there's a bunch of more targets that could have went his way. So, you know, it's a raw deal. I'm looking at, in the one league I have with NFFC Hall of Famer Chris Vaccaro, I mean, Dontrell Edmond, I mean, Jordy Nelson I'm probably going to have to play this week. I mean, it is versus the
Bucs. Can't you play Seth Roberts or Cordarrelle Patterson?
I'll choose both those options over those guys.
I don't know. I mean, the matchup is really good against the Giants. You just described it.
I like Patterson this
it
week.
It is. I mean, I mean, look, Roberts can catch a touchdown. That's why you play him. I agree with Corey. Look, Cordarrelle Patterson has talent. They do like to use him in various ways, but I'll go with the other two. But Edmund has a really good matchup, too.
Edmund does have a good matchup, but to me, I'll take a piece of the Raiders' offense rather than the Bears' offense.
Yeah, I think, well, Edmund probably get a good share of the targets. But yeah, give me Carr and give me Patterson over Edmund. I think it's closer than you think, but I'm going to give Patterson the start this week. That's the way I would go.
I mean, believe it or not, I can't believe I'm going to say this in week 13, yeah. But the Raiders are pass-catching options, I want Jared Cook.
I definitely want Jared Cook. He's Bigfoot.
All right.
I'm definitely signing Jared Cook over Ricky Seals-Jones.
Yes, I agree with that, too. We are going to take a break, and when we come back here on the Roto Experts program, we're getting a whole bunch of other headlines, because there's another big news that dropped yesterday, and that's Cowboys running back, who many people picked up this year, no longer plays in the NFL. We'll talk about it next.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
experts, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We spent a lot of time, a lot of hours, a lot of minutes, a lot of seconds on the Cowboys running game. A lot. Corey, you're adamant that Ezekiel Elliott would not be suspended. That was many, many weeks and months worth of time.
And he shouldn't have been.
We talked about Darren McFadden in case of emergency, break the glass. And yet the Cowboys consistently had Alfred Morris ahead of Darren McFadden. Yeah. And many people kind of just ignored that fact. Whatever. I mean, Darren McFadden's the guy. We're now 13 weeks in the NFL season. Ezekiel Elliott is out until week 16. Now Darren McFadden is out for good. Darren McFadden retired yesterday. Amongst all the Eli news, it kind of went
unnoticed.
Poor DMC. Darren McFadden, through the ups and downs, after 10 years in the NFL, a nice long career, is going to retire and go watch more Arkansas games and go hang out with his family and do his thing. Your thoughts, Matt?
My thoughts is wasted manpower. We wasted a lot of time and energy on this. Hey, look, McFadden, I really, when I own Zeke in the Staten Island League that I like to talk about, and we didn't go crazy on McFadden or Morris. We didn't get either one. We did wind up getting Rod Smith. We had him. We dropped him last week, which might have been a mistake. I don't even know if that was a mistake. So, I mean,
Rod Smith had like 12 in the PPR last week.
Yeah, no, but I mean, how confident are you that he's going to do it again this week? In one league, I'm probably starting Alfred Morris. It's really just between him and Austin Eckler. That's really my two options there. So, look, McFadden, he had some good moments in the NFL. I mean, he was a really good college running back. He had some moments. And we all went back to a couple of years ago what Darren McFadden did with Dallas. The fact that he was a pass-catching guy. Look, Alfred Morris, before Zeke got suspended, he was active and on the roster every week, but he had a total, I think, of 12 carries this season. So, I mean, I feel bad for the people that, you know, went out and had all three of them on their roster.
We said that, Corey. You said it particularly, like, you're going to hold three Dallas Cowboy running backs on your roster. You're going to waste spots when you could be picking up guys like Corey Davis.
Austin Eckler.
Yeah, shout out to DMC, you know what I'm saying? Good, healthy tenure. Well, not healthy. Good tenure, NFL career. Played for a long time. Injuries really, really shut this guy down, you know what I mean, through the early parts of his career. When he was a young running back, Darren McFadden ran like a madman. I mean, you know, like he legit ran like a madman those first couple years in Oakland. He was a top fantasy back. Staying on the field, always a problem of Darren McFadden, though, when he was in the hay of his career. So, kind of got a lot of lost opportunities. A couple years ago in Dallas, he came through, showed up. Just under 1,000-yard season. But now with the way this offense is going right now, he's not really needed. I'm quite sure they're watching him in practice every day. They probably see that he has lost a step. So him being inactive and then eventually getting released, I think it only led to the fact that nobody's really going to play this guy. I think he probably knows he's popped, and he went ahead and retired. But not. Son played 10 years in the NFL, so shout out to Darren McFadden for that. And I think he dated Rihanna for a little bit, so good look for him.
That's very good look.
Early career.
That's cool. Darren McFadden, I remember, is always the guy that you expected that monster year from every year. You picked him early in the second round of fantasy drafts, hoping this is the year he stayed healthy, put it all together. He was the guy. He had the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, the ability to certainly run all over the field, inside, outside. And it paid off like once.
2010, 1,100 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns. Well, 1,100 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns, 47 receptions, 100 for 500, for over 500 yards. So in 2010, if you were a Darren McFadden owner, you had his best work. He probably played 13 games that year. You know?
He got his best work.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, he was his best work. I think he's someone that, you know, teased you with his potential because injuries, as Corey mentioned, and stuff. But, I mean, he was fun to watch when he was on his game.
Yeah, when he was on his game, it was just so rare, though, with Darren McFadden.
Well, look, it's a violent league. It's hard to stay healthy, too. So, I mean, some guys are fortunate. They, you know.
But remember that offense? Remember that running, that backfield? What was that backfield called in Arkansas? Was that the Wildcat with him and Felix Jones? Remember that when they was in Arkansas?
You know, I remember
a long time, ago.
Felix Jones was the name of the past.
Felix. I believe it was Felix Jones and Darren McFadden in their backfield, and they went crazy.
Oh, I remember. It was a long time ago, man. It was a long time ago that Jerry brought his Arkansas boy. That was great. So there you go. Lord,
poor Jerry. I worry about Jerry.
Are you really doing poor Jerry? Is that what we're doing? Poor Jerry?
I'd love to see some footage of Jerry Jones playing college ball.
When I say poor Jerry, I've seen footage of Jerry Jones playing college football in the big house. When I say poor Jerry, I don't mean poor Jerry as in, you know, I feel bad for Jerry Jones. I mean, I worry about Jerry Jones' mental state right now. That's what I'm talking about. But as far as Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones is fine. Not worried about him in that manner, Greg.
Yeah, we when all I get say, old at some
yeah,
point.
When I say poor Jerry, I'm talking about poor Jerry, you know, his mental state right now with the team and stuff like that. That's what I mean by that.
Okay.
I don't have any sympathy for Jerry Jones.
There you go. That's all I was asking about.
Yeah.
All right, some other news that broke yesterday. Jimmy Garoppolo officially makes his starting debut for the San Francisco 49ers this week. And it just kind of seemed like, Matt, to me, that they wanted to be smart about this and not start him in a tough matchup against Seattle. Instead, they go to Chicago and debut him there.
And look, if he, first off, you have to play this guy. I don't know, you're going to keep him on the wraps, like don't open till Christmas and stuff. And if he's a good quarterback, he's going to perform even against a tough matchup. Even if he doesn't have a great week, I'm not going to judge him on one game. I mean, I'm not going to say this guy is going to be the next best thing because he had, you know, a few quarters or a couple of games in, you know, New England. We've seen that story unfold before. So, look, you got to get him out there, give him the snaps, let him play. You know, this is not a good team. It's not going to be a good team in week 16 or 17. So, I mean, I can understand.
Excited to see it?
Yeah, I mean, I want to see it. I want to see Trubisky throwing deep. I mean, this is a game that they should free him up, you know, against this San Francisco secondary. If you're not going to let the kid throw now, when are you going
to
let him play?
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting to see. I'll be keeping eyes on it. I'm interested to see what kind of game this guy has, Jimmy G. See him outside that New England Patriots brass. See what happens when he gets into situations where things are going to be a little bit more testy for him. See how the young man is going to be able to handle that. Right quick on, I'm looking through some of Darren McFadden's college number. Darren McFadden might be a college football Hall of Famer.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he was excellent in college. I mean, you really can't argue that.
Never was like a Heisman Trophy candidate, but always one of the top players in the SEC the whole time he was in college. He was a really good college football player.
There you go. DJ Foster named the backup running back here to Adrian Peterson. Is this something we need to be aware of?
I just don't see Peterson getting off the damn field, put it that way.
It's another one that get paid per carry.
Yeah. Him and DeMarco Murray are like, we're not leaving.
I want $25 a carry.
The game is over.
Do you think, Corey, we see Jordan Reed back on the field this year?
Nope. I don't think we see Jordan. I told you, I want Jordan Reed to retire.
You know, look, he's got money, and he's just, the body's too beat up, and not even just the body.
The
what
concussions.
About the brain?
Yep,
you know,
the concussions.
Come on.
If I'm Jordan Reed, I call it quits and go back and coach college football in my alma mater.
I mean, this is not like back in the old days where, you know, you had to play.
Yeah. Jordan Reed got plenty of money. Yeah.
You get paid now. I know the NFL, the guaranteed money is the signing bonus and stuff. But and look, he's a former player. He can do many things, coach, be a broadcaster, you know. So, things end game.
It's time for Jordan Reed to hang it up. He's too beat up.
He
was fantastic.
He's super beat up. A couple of bad quarterback notes here for you. Bruce Arians yesterday morning came out and was like, hey, Blaine Gabbert may be our guy going forward.
Oh, God.
Bruce Arians might not be their guy going
forward. What is with these coaches making decisions for years that they will not be
He's trying to make it like, I'm going to be back. He's trying to get the
ball rolling there.
I think Blaine Gabbert will be our guy next year. In Cincinnati?
J.J. McCarron.
And then the latest, and that's your boy, Corey, Bill O'Brien has threatened Tom Savage. He has said, you keep turning the ball over, I'm going to bench you for T.J. Yates.
Yeah.
T.J. Yates.
Bill O'Brien is very lucky Deshaun Watson saved him. Bill O'Brien would have been on the hot seat big time if Deshaun Watson didn't save his butt this season. So now he get another full year next year with Watson. That's going to be his last opportunity.
The crazy thing is, I think Tom Savage had the most passing yards versus the Ravens defense.
Wow.
You just keep throwing.
But he threw that nasty pick down the stretch.
He only had 250.
I had a homegirl who's a Houston Texans fan, and she sent me, when Savage threw that pick, she sent me expletive laden text. You know what I'm saying? I was like, wow.
I didn't know this was about the Texans, isn't it? I thought this was for a different reason.
No. It was F Bill Tom O'Brien. Savage, and I was like, yeah. Right.
Bill O'Brien's reaction when he threw that pick was pretty damn good. if you watch the game.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's look at some of the quarterbacks that you may have questions about this week. I know we've gotten some questions yesterday on Twitter and on the BFFs. So I want to take your questions at 844-843-6879 as well. Quarterbacks that you don't know who you should start, which direction do you go in? We try to answer that when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
I'm surprised we never had this song when Scott was sitting here. It's a bad job by Don Burns.
Shout out to T-Pain. Shout out to Tallahassee. FAMU.
Hey, would you like to give a shout out to Flo Rida as well?
I don't really know much about Flo Rida. Flo Rida's like a novelty act.
Really?
I don't look at that as real. Yeah.
Why?
He is. There's nothing authentic about Flo Rida.
Well, he's from Florida. That's pretty genuine. It seems real. Yeah. Imagine he's from like Georgia. That'd be terrible. If you just lied.
That would be crazy. even Orange County. You're like, what?
Yeah. He's from L.A.
Yeah, you're like, no. Shout out to T-Pain, though. He had a couple little run, T-Pain.
Oh, yeah?
He had a little run back, you know. Yeah, when that jam was out.
Oh, yeah. I thought I run.
Blaming on the alcohol with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. T-Pain had a run for sure. He had a good life with Kanye.
Yeah, the good life. Yeah.
Akon did a bunch of stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tallahassee.
You gonna give a shout out to Akon?
Yo, Akon is like a G in Africa.
Really?
Yeah, like he does a lot of like work in building up communities and infrastructure and stuff like that. Shout out to Akon.
How about that? Shout out to Akon.
Huh. They got mad loud this morning, dog.
Can you not do that?
Greg, Mr. Sussman avoid controversy at all costs. He about to look up Ricky Bobby.
I don't touch the Matt Lauer stuff. But yeah. So David Deal tweeted this morning. I thought this was very interesting. David Deal tweeted that Bob Papa, the Giants announcer, the two of them host a radio show together. I think it was on Sirius. But Bob Papa and David Deal, I just took a break from our radio show to grab coffee. There's only two players in the Giants cafeteria, Eli Manning and Davis Webb. Eli Manning back at the cafeteria early this morning.
Crazy.
With Davis Webb. You know who's not there? Starting quarterback Geno Smith.
They do that show from the stadium, don't they?
Yeah. There you go. So I thought that was...
You know, Bob Papa is a very experienced boxing broadcaster.
I did know that, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You know, he was actually the first announcer for Thursday Night Football, and that didn't work out very, very poorly.
Yeah, they didn't like him at all.
Horrible.
I remember when he used to do Thursday Night Football. Who was his
might have been Dick Vermeil, maybe?
I thought Dick Vermeil was the lead, though.
No, Dick Vermeil was a color commentator.
Okay, Dick. So Bob Papa and Dick Vermeil, that doesn't sound fun.
No, let's see. I can look that up.
I like Bob Papa, though. I think Bob Papa's a talented dude.
He is, but it did not translate well to Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football really doesn't translate well, for the most part.
So the initial NFL Network team consisted of Bryant Gumbel.
That was horrible when he was doing it.
With Chris Collinsworth, which is good, obviously, and Dick Vermeil. And Dick Vermeil replaced on Saturday. Gumbel left the network in 2007 for Bob Papa. And Papa was with Collinsworth. NFL Network replaced Collinsworth with Matt Millen.
Ooh, Papa and Millen?
Yikes. It gets worse. Papa and Millen, and then Theismann.
Oh, you know, I can't do the Theismann thing. Theismann don't need to be on TV, yo, for real.
And then it became Brad Nessler and Mike Mayock.
I love Mike Mayock. Mike Mayock, one of the best in the business.
He wasn't Brad Nessler's
color,
not bad.
He wasn't a great color commentator. You know, Brad Nessler.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
He knows how, he knows his X's and O's.
Yes, but as a color Mike commentator, it was bad. And Brad, to me, Brad Nessler and Mike Mayock, the combination just sounded like they were two 70-year-old dudes. That just,
but Mike Mayock's a good X and O guy.
Great X and O
guy. Yeah, I like an X and O guy in the booth.
But I think it's a little bit different scouting players and certain college players and doing the thing week to week. I think you lose something. I think Mayock lost something there, personally, in my opinion. All right. So, there's your NFL Thursday Night Football update. This is the quarterbacks this week. We got a lot of questions in regards to Matthew Stafford this week. And Matthew Stafford and the Lions face off against Baltimore, as we discussed earlier. He's got a bit of an ankle issue. And I got asked this on Twitter, as I said, a bunch. Would you start Matthew Stafford this week, Matt, or would you start someone like Case Keenum? Keenum faces Atlanta in Atlanta.
I don't like to bench Stafford, but it's at Baltimore. I mean, look what he did at home versus the Vikings. I'm probably going to bench him for Keenum. I mean, maybe I'm just the Case Keenum guy here, but Keenum's been getting it done. Keenum has a lot of weapons. That's the other thing, too. The thing you have to worry about if you start Keenum is, like, Latavius Murray getting two rushing touchdowns and eating away from that. But the fact that Stafford's not 100%, it's on the road at Baltimore, I would go Keenum here.
I can definitely see you going Keenum. I don't have no problem with going Keenum. I would rank Keenan higher than him this week also. The thing, though, is I would not be hesitant. I would rank Keenan higher than him, but if you have to start Matthew Stafford, I don't think it's doom and gloom. I think Matthew Stafford can get you 250-2.
It's a tough matchup, though, against Baltimore.
He's had other tough matchups on the road this year. Most recently, would you say the Bears are a tough matchup on the road?
I do.
He put 300 on them, two touchdowns.
That's been a house of horrors for him, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good point.
And then earlier in the season, he had a dud in Minnesota earlier in the season. But then he got Minnesota at home last week, and he put 250-2 on them. These, like, past, since they've come back from the bye since week 8, Matthew Stafford is 423 and no touches, 361-2, 250-3, 302, 250-2 last week. I think the floor is 250-2 for Stafford.
We'll take that.
Yeah, no. Look, I'm not saying
I would start Keenan over him, too, though.
Yeah. Oh, you would?
Yeah, I would start Keenan over him, though. I think Keenan can go for 3.
I don't think it's like slam dunk. I feel super confident, but I'm going to go Keenan, especially with the matchup as
okay.
well.
Okay, so you both go Keenan in that regard. Other quarterbacks that you could stream, would you rather start Case Keenum this week against Atlanta or Josh McCown against Kansas City, Corey?
That's Josh McCown versus Kansas City.
Yep.
Yeah, Josh McCown. He's been top 12 quarterback all year, performs as a top 12 quarterback every week. Josh McCown getting the job done. Laughing stock. The Jets didn't take advantage of this opportunity to show that the Giants have become a laughing stock. If I'm the Jets, I go out there and show off now. Steal the back page.
Yeah, this one's interesting. My partner in the Staten Island, he wanted Case Keenum. We lost out on him because we only had $2 left.
Yep.
We got Ricky Seals.
Do your partner in the Staten Island League listen to the show?
No, he's working. He's a longshoreman, so he's up. You know, he starts working like 5 a.m. and stuff. But he is a character. Now it's, I was like, okay, we didn't get Keenum. Let's just get Josh McCown, put him on the team. And he's like, he hates Josh McCown because he threw that pick. Of course, that's the game last week. I'm like, let's move on. It's a new week.
Yeah.
So now we're going to decide between, for me, I'm probably still going to roll Cam out. I don't like the bench Cam. So I told him you can make the call between Cam or Josh McCown. If I don't even know if we have Josh McCown yet, but we're going to get him.
So I actually had a tweet this morning about the similar situation. They have Cam Newton, and they picked up two quarterbacks this week. I want to look exactly. I remember one of them. One of them was Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles against Indianapolis. I was like, I'm not doing that. But he has Cam Newton. He's got Blake Bortles, and he's got Josh McCown. Would you start Josh McCown or Blake Bortles over Cam?
I think I got to go Cam. I got to go Cam.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the link right now. I know this is like the early version of the link. Yeah.
It's early link.
I know it matures as the week goes on, but vintage. Currently he has.
By Sunday morning, it's like vintage link, week 13 link.
He currently has Cam 6, Keenum 10th, McCown 9th.
So all those guys,
look, this is a battle for first place This is a huge game here. I know at Carolina week three, the Saints rolled the Panthers. So you got to be thinking, you know, some little bit of revenge here. Cam looked terrible last week. They said the thumb might not be fully healed, but I think you're going to see Cam
I think you get Cam. I think you get all out Cam this week. I think you get Super Cam this week. So I definitely, Super Cam always goes in my lineup. So I think it's a situation that sets up real good for Cam Newton this week.
Cam Newton against New Orleans in the Superdome in New Orleans. It's one of those first place games. I think it's an awesome game. I think the Atlanta game is an awesome game between Atlanta and Minnesota. So a couple of good, really good games in the NFC.
Here's the thing with Cam. If say he rushes for like 60, 70 yards, that's like a touchdown right there.
Yep. Yeah.
If he rushes for a touchdown. So that's right there. You got like say 12, 13 points
floor.
Built in.
Floor.
And, you know, I understand.
I agree with that.
If the cornerbacks come back for the Saints, it's a much tougher defense. But it still Cam.
I agree with that. I think the floor is high enough that you want to start Cam at this point. And Matt, you were right about Cam throughout the season.
It's not fun to watch at times. It's real ugly.
No, it's not.
But like Cam said, you know, there's no such thing as a beautiful loss. I'll take an ugly win. So bottom line is, you know, sometimes the defense might have to pick you up, special teams.
Beautiful loss. That's your man, Conor McGregor. After yeah. he fought Floyd.
Yeah. If you catch that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful loss.
That is very much a beautiful loss, indeed. What about Tyrod Taylor, guys, this week? Tyrod Taylor faces New England, and Mike Florio said on BFFs, Matt, that Tyrod Taylor, let's be real, is basically Alex Smith. Your thoughts?
He's kind of like Alex Smith right now.
Yeah.
And Alex Smith, the first eight games.
Well, obviously not that Alex Smith.
That was a damn good Alex Smith. Yeah, I mean, I'm not that confident. I think maybe he gets game scripted in a way like if... I think the Patriots are averaging like 35 points or so against the Bills. So this
Who would
one,
you start, Matt Ryan and Tyrod Taylor?
I'm going to start Matt Ryan.
I got to start Matt Ryan. You just told me Matt Stafford put up right 250 and a two.
Yeah. You figure Ryan could do that at home.
I agree. Do you think Mohamed Sanu against Trey Waynes is a big game this week?
Yeah, no, Mohamed Sanu is in an interesting spot this week against Trey Waynes and then that matchup, that battle that they have. The Mohamed Sanu dudes need to be a little bit nervous this week.
Really?
Yeah, Mohamed Sanu could struggle this week.
Why is that?
Minnesota's defense.
Oh, I got it, but you said it's an interesting spot against Trey Waynes. So, like, Trey Waynes is the side you want to target against Minnesota, isn't it?
Yeah, that is the side you want to target. I get what you're saying, but I just think the defense is stout enough, period. Would you start Mohamed Sanu or Corey Davis?
I think I still got to go Mohamed Sanu.
I would go Mohamed Sanu also.
He's been so involved in this offense.
I
every
agree.
Aspect. Did you see the clip on Twitter of his touchdown throws?
Yeah,
that's
yo. He, this guy can throw the football.
He can.
He's one of the best deep passes in the NFL. You look at that list of starting quarterbacks in Week 13. He can throw the deep ball.
You're right. You're right. The Giants are signing him. He from Jersey too. We figured it out. Jerry Reese, go get Mohamed Sanu to be your quarterback.
This is where it's coming. This is where it's coming. We'll be back here on the Roto Express, presented by DX Racer, right after this.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Yo, if Scott was here.
Yo.
If Scott was here, he'd be going crazy right now with the Rocky theme playing. he'd be imitating Rocky and all of that. Yo, Adrian!
Stick and jam.
Yeah, he'd be getting into the whole thing right now.
His Mick is probably his best impression.
He does a good Mick. He does one. Shout out to the King.
King. New Hall of Fame hour coming this way on Friday, by the way. New Hall of Fame hour with the King, Scott Angle, will be taped this Friday. Got a question. Chris on Twitter asked, we're talking about Matthew Stafford and some of these quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford or Marcus Mariota this week?
See, I can't trust Mariota. I can't trust him. I can't. Mariota's not playing good. You feel what I'm saying? And I understand he has a great matchup versus the Texans defense. This dude is this. I don't think he's playing that good. His touch on the season, he has two games of more than one touchdown pass. He has four touchdown runs on the season. Even less, obviously, since he came back from that injury. The last two games alone, he has 9 rushing yards. He's not even running the ball like that since
the injury.
Yeah,
that's why I think he's not healthy.
Yeah.
If he was healthy, he'd be more mobile.
Exactly.
In these games. He seems scared. I mean, that's why, like, if Matthews is playing, you have to play. I mean, Matthews is perfect for him because he's secure with Matthews and Walker. I mean, Delanie Walker. The craziest stat for Delanie Walker this season is that he got his first touchdown in week 12.
No, that's wild.
And he's dropped so many. He
has. You're right. He has dropped. But what's crazy, Stafford, Mariota. I'm starting Road Ben over both of them.
I think I would start.
And I never thought I would say that.
I might start. The Stafford Mariota thing is tough because one thing, you do look at the game script for this contest coming up. This is a big game for both teams. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
So you could have shootout like conditions. And one thing about Mariota, he can slug it out with you. He can put up that 300. He might labor to get to it.
I'm going to go coin flip over Stafford, but it's very close.
It's very close. It's a coin flip. You can go either way. But obviously, me being here on the radio, I have to pick one. I would go Stafford.
It's really tough. I think I would go Stafford also. I know you're going Mariota. I think I'm going to go Stafford, though. It's close, though.
Yeah, no, it's not like there's not much separation here.
No, there's not. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. Matthew Stafford this week or Tyrod Taylor?
I'm going to go with Stafford. I know some might say Taylor, you know, especially if he gets game scripted. I like Corey said, I like Matthew Stafford's floor. I saw what he did against at home versus the Vikings, so I'm going to go Stafford.
It's not, yeah. Oh, man, it's a tough call right here. You said Tyrod Taylor, right?
I did.
And Matthew Stafford. Tyrod, I gotta. Oh man, it's a tough call. I don't know. Once again, it's two very. I think they probably finished around the same thing. I would give the nod to Tyrod. Division matchup could be shootout conditions.
Listen, I want to go with Matthew Stafford for the same reason that you were just talking about here, Corey. That it was that floor seems to be 215 too.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the floor with Tyrod Taylor. So I'm gonna go with Matthew Stafford over Tyrod Taylor.
I can see that floor. The floor with Taylor is not 250-2. The floor with Taylor is 201. You feel what I'm saying? But Taylor's going to give you 40 yards rushing, too, though.
Theoretically, yes. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, yes. All right, some other quarterbacks I did want to throw out there this week. Is there any love, especially seeing him in Pittsburgh, is there any love for Brett Hundley this week?
Brett Hundley has a decent matchup.
Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. Mm-hmm. I would start Brett Hundley over Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I mean, Hundley is going to be probably outside of at least my top 15. Maybe I squeeze him into the top 20, but I'm not super confident in starting him. I think there's many more options.
Dylan asks Matthew Stafford, who's clearly the lightning rod this week, Matthew Stafford or Josh McCown?
Josh McCown.
Matthew Stafford or Josh McCown? I'm going Josh McCown.
I agree with that. I think it's Josh McCown for me as well. Matchup here against Kansas City is pretty good.
Josh McCown is like in the discussion for waiver wire pickup of the year on the season.
Oh, yeah, he's been fantastic.
McCown has been excellent this year. I'm surprised at Josh McCown's production. 20 touchdowns so far on the season, 17 through the air, 3 in the running game. So I like a lot of what I'm seeing. 3 touchdowns last week. He has a couple games this season with 3 touchdowns. A lot of games with 2 touchdown passes. He's getting it done. I give Josh McCown his props. They came in there and thought someone was going to be a laughingstock and then turned the football over to one of the young boys. But Josh McCown has held them off. He's doing a good job.
Let's continue the discussion with you at 844-843-6879. Let's go to Cliff in Boston. What's up, Cliff?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Cliff?
Last game of the regular season, 10-team PPR. Now, I got a question for you. I did a little waiver pickup, but I just want to ask your opinion to see if maybe I'm a little bit too mad scientist-y right now, all right? So I've got Phillip Rivers starting at quarterback.
No doubt.
I'm taking your advice, Corey, doing the quarterback roulette for the playoffs.
Yep.
I picked up Tyrod and Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And I dropped Andy Dalton and Matt Stafford. Do you think that was a smart move? Because I've got a bye week next week.
You got Phil Rivers. And and Tyrod Taylor?
Listen, I think it's much more simpler than you're making it. Like, yes, right, you like Phillip Rivers this week? Great. Start him.
I think Rivers has a nice matchup rest of the way.
He does. He's a great matchup the rest of the way. You like him this week, you start him. If you're having a bye next week, you get, theoretically, Aaron Rodgers back for week 15. If you're not, you have Phillip Rivers, sure. You probably don't need to have three quarterbacks, though. Like, you want Phillip Rivers, hold on to him. I don't think you need to have Tyrod Taylor also on your bench.
No, be careful, because you're carrying Aaron Rodgers.
I understand.
So you don't really have a backup. What if Aaron Rodgers don't play in week 15?
So you have Phillip Rivers.
You need to carry three quarterbacks. If you're carrying Aaron Rodgers, you should carry three quarterbacks.
If you can't make pickups, what if Phil Rivers gets hurt?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Cliff, are you allowed to make pickups after this week?
You're asking me if I can make a pickup?
Starting next week with the playoff start, can you make pickups?
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
But I'm still... I want to keep hearing is how great Tyrod Taylor's schedule is the rest of the season.
Mm.
So if he wants to play that, just to have that, you got
Rivers. Going
to
play him.
But just, who knows? Maybe Rivers breaks his leg this week.
So they think of Tyrod Taylor next week.
Maybe he's not there.
He might not be there.
Yeah, you don't want to put yourself. What he's doing here.
You know, yeah, I don't mind. Like if you're carrying Rodgers, you need to carry three quarterbacks.
You don't need that seventh wide receiver on your roster.
Listen, I'll tell you what. On my team, I'm carrying Aaron Rodgers. I'm carrying one quarterback, personally.
Who's the one quarterback?
Kirk Cousins.
If Kirk Cousins get concussed this week?
I'll pick another quarterback up.
That quarterback might be damn Brett Hundley.
It might be Brett Hundley. He's got a good matchup this week.
It could be Teddy Bridgewater. What are you talking about? You can be down to the nitty-gritty. If somebody's on the wire now, go get him.
Yeah, that's like, you know, you're like Austin Powers that likes to live dangerously here.
is it really living dangerously?
If you're carrying Aaron Rodgers, you've got to carry a third quarterback.
I'm on the waiver wire right now, but, I mean, I'd rather have the peace of mind going in there than have wide receiver that I'm never going to play.
Yeah. You don't want to get in a situation where you got to start Mohamed Sanu.
It's better than Geno Smith. Let's go out to Andrew from Boston. What's up, Andrew?
What up, Andrew?
Not much, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, man.
All right. You're cold waiting. Talk quarterbacks later. What?
Sounds like you have cold waiting.
No, I'm just on my cell phone. I'm driving.
There you go.
All right, but hey, I know you guys are talking quarterbacks. So I got a big trade offer deadline at noon, and I'm on the
trade deadline
right
is not passing your league yet.
Embarrassing.
Andrew breaking up.
Andrew is breaking up.
No. All right. If you can hear me, I would be giving up Mike Evans and Christian McCaffrey to get Julio Jones and Joe Mixon. It's a 12-team PPR.
All right.
Should I do it?
Would you do that, Mixon and Julio? For Evans and CMC.
I'm going to probably stay with Evans and CMC right now.
I'm going to keep what I have, too. I got this fall with him. It's too late in the season.
I'm not giving up. Look, I think Mixon's a really good talent, but that line's beat up. They're running the amount of plays they run is not enough each week for him to match at the volume that he had last week. And CMC, I mean, the guy has, 60 catches.
Yeah.
The quarterback, and as far as Julio and Mike Evans, that's kissing cousins.
Yeah, I agree. It's too close between Evans and Julio to consider that an upgrade. And CMC, I'd much rather have over Joe Mixon at this point. Brad in Minnesota, what's happening?
What up, Brad?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's doing?
So, I didn't get to ask my question yesterday. But in my super flex league, my second quarterback is Dak. I'm thinking that I could pick up Rodgers and drop Dak. I can only roster two quarterbacks.
I wouldn't do it.
I'd roll Dak out.
Okay, because if I get the win this week, I got the bye. And then I got Rodgers going into the first week for my playoffs.
You don't know that for a fact. See, that's why I worry about.
They even Rodgers said that on the game that he's you know doing some drills and stuff, but they haven't even checked it because they said it's not worth it yet. Because if there's a setback or something,
exactly,
then they got to shut
down. The dudes that's been picking up Aaron Rodgers for weeks 15 and 16, like myself, what I have in one league, understand that we're speculating that Rodgers could be there for those 2 weeks. It's no guarantee. If you picking up Aaron Rodgers and you got a situation where you think Aaron Rodgers gonna be your quarterback in week 15, you better be very careful because you might not have no damn quarterback in week 15, and that's you're gonna be a first. You're gonna have a bye, and then your ass is gonna be going bye bye.
Yeah, no, Corey's 100% right. It's a luxury that you have on your bench that you're hoping comes to fruition.
I agree. I get it. I understand that too. So there you go. Make sure your bench is.
I'm not complaining though.
Make sure your bench is ready and locked and loaded for the playoff stretch. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We're going to bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Do you want to talk some streaming defenses with him? We'll ask about Matthew Stafford as well. And I know he was live on Target yesterday as his Eli Manning stuff broke. So we'll talk to him about that again and get his ultimate opinion. And now that he's had a couple hours to digest it just like I have and see where he stands. This is the Roto Experts presented by DX Racer. Coming up next is the Fantasy Football Frenzy with everybody but me. So, look forward to that. We'll take a break. BFFs. I just got shot. All right, I'll see you guys.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
With you here on the Roto Experts, this is Wall Street Matt Modica. Hello.
And Matt Modica hates this song.
I do. You know what? Why does that surprise me? I of course like the song. All in kid Jake Seeley, do you like Summer of 69?
I don't mind it. I don't love it, but I don't mind it. I don't know. Did you like the fact that I rocked my Manning jersey on the wall and the one on my chest today?
We don't have you. We can't see you yet. So,
what the heck?
Shenanigans.
I normally put you on TV after this part of the show's over. I heard a rumor, Jake. I heard a rumor about you. Is it your birthday?
It is.
Hey! Happy birthday,
Florio,
man!
Where's the music?
What the hell, Florio?
Damn slackers!
Happy birthday, buddy!
Happy birthday, Jake.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What are we doing to celebrate the birthday?
Infobam! What the hell?
There you go, Jake. It's for you.
Florio totally redeems himself.
Love it. I love it.
All right.
Jake, what are you doing for your birthday, bud?
Working.
I always believe that everybody on the birthday should get the day off. You should have asked for the day off, Jake.
I mean, like, why, though?
Why not?
What are you, like, 12 when you're, like, 8 years old? I get it. I wanted to party at Zips. I got ice cream, and they had cartoons.
You can go party with Scott during the day on your birthday.
You know what? I don't like to frequent those places, but I would go in there with Scott just to see that in action.
All right. Besides working, Jakey, what are you off
besides
to?
Besides that, nothing. We're doing stuff on Saturday, but I guess if you count, my mom spoiled her surprise. She's bringing me lunch, if that counts.
What's for lunch?
Well, she asked me. Well, that's why she spoiled her surprise. She said, what do I want for lunch? She's going to bring it for me. That's I haven't decided yet.
It's fair. What are the choices? We can have you decide. Matt and I were just talking about lunch a moment ago. So what are the choices?
It's only like Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, Five Guys, that kind of stuff.
All right.
It's not like I'm getting like Outback for lunch.
I would take all those over Outback.
I knew that was coming too. Listen, Jake, I think today it's your birthday. I think you got to go with a big Five Guys burger and fries and enjoy yourself.
You had a Cajun fries, though.
I think that's kind of.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But I also got this like 20-minute window between lunch and being able to record the rankings reveal show. So I don't know if I have enough time to savor
thoroughly enjoy the burger. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have to fit a bathroom break in there.
Yeah, you definitely need a bathroom break. Like in between the rankings reveal.
I would need like three of them.
Oh, man. I don't even want to talk about anything else. Jake's birthday. You know, are you having a big celebration on Target today?
I don't think so.
What?
I wasn't planning it.
Jake, come on, man.
That's another one. Once you hit those mid-30s, nobody cares anymore.
How old are you, sir, if you won't mind revealing that age?
I do. That's all I'm leaving it at. I'm Benjamin. I already told my friends I'm Benjamin Buttoning. I'm going the opposite direction now.
Why? You why don't you want to reveal your age?
Because I'd rather not.
I don't know. I'm going to be 45 in May, and like I told Scott, we're only a few years apart, but I could pass for a son.
I'm 29. I hit 30 in February. It's a big birthday. Uh-oh. It's a big birthday. I feel like
That's a blowout birthday. That's one to.
It's a blowout birthday. I'm going to have to get five guys that day.
Yeah, we'll have to do. We have to do Del Frisco's that day.
Oh boy!
That's what we got to do for our holiday lunch.
I caught your joke, by the way, Greg.
You caught my joke. Which joke?
The blowout birthday, gonna have to get five guys, or did you not mean to make that pun?
I did not mean to make that pun at all.
Corey's joke was great yesterday. He didn't even realize it, but me and Jake both got it. We won't say what it was.
So now you're gonna talk about a joke that not all of us heard.
I was laughing on the break. I mean,
it was good.
I'm sorry,
Corey totally missed it.
I wasn't around. Frenzy's gonna be fun today. We're gonna celebrate Jake's birthday. It's gonna be Corey Parson. Matt Logan, of course, the all-in birthday kid, who's the all-in man, I guess he is now.
With a fresh link up.
He's an all-in man. He's got a fresh leg. It's a hell of a birthday. So get excited about that. For the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, and for the Wall Street, Matt Logan, I'm Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching the Roto Express presented by DX Racer. We'll see you tomorrow.